Coach, boy, Chase County boys golf. Wow, what a spring. It's just been a fantastic spring. I take it these kids have been gearing up for the spring. Some veteran guys coming back for you. You're coming off a big win. The Southwest Invite, you've got a lot of wins in your belt this spring. It's been a fun group to coach this year, hasn't it?
It definitely has. Yeah, we've got a great group of kids. They put a lot of work in the off season, and it's definitely showing this year. So those five wins are, you know, they're great, but we're looking ahead to the rest of the season and hope it continues going just as well.
As far as, you know, wins in a season, this kind of been one of those springs? Hey, this is going to be shaping up the way you're going right now. Of course, the big ones, conference, district, and state are still to come. But as of right now, sure. One of your most successful springs you've had in a while?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been coaching here for 5 years, and this is definitely the most success we've seen since I've been here. So it's been a fun group to be a part of.
Coming off the Southwest Invite at Cross Creek the other day, another great win. You had some great performances. Zach Anderson's kind of been your guy as of late at the top of the leaderboard a lot during those meets, hasn't he?
Yes, he's been in our top scorer for sure for us, top three, I think, in every meet that we've been to so far. So had a couple scores in the 60s and 70s for the rest of them, so he's definitely leading the team. Scoring-wise there, that's been great.
So I take it he's really been preparing quite a bit, playing a lot of – you got to play a lot of summer golf to be good, and that guy's put the time in, hasn't he?
Oh, for sure, yeah. He plays a lot of those summer league tournaments and goes and travels to Omaha, Lincoln, and competes there, and it definitely shows. That's the type of courses that we don't necessarily have a lot of out here and a little bit more technical, and that's definitely paying off for him. So,
talk about your supporting cast. Cole Pankinen, Harrison Foote, and others are still shooting some good scores, helping him out, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've consistently been having a lot of golfers in the 80s, low 70s, anywhere in there. And for the team score, that's really where we need to be. I mean, being able to have four or five guys that can consistently get that done is really putting those team scores in the low 300s for us, so that's been great.
Some of those guys, I'm trying to remember grades. I keep forgetting a little bit. Are some of these guys maybe as first or second year varsity guys kind of surprised a little bit coming through for you this year?
Yeah, they've definitely put in a lot of work between last year and this year. Cole Pankinen's a senior, and his scores have really dropped from 80s to 70s this year, and that's made a big difference for us. Harrison Foote has put in the time as well and really showed up on varsity this year. And then we've got Tate Tepley and Braxton Chubb, and they're definitely putting in the time too. And really between those four, we've been rotating on which of those three plus Zach's score we've been using for the team score, and that's been a good option to be able to have five kids that we know can score low and put those numbers together.
A lot of your meets, Coach, against the RPAC conference squads. You also the SPVA as well, so it's kind of nice. You got some pretty good golf courses around here. You don't have to travel a long ways to compete, do you?
No, we don't have a ton that we have to go super far for. Kimball might be about our farthest. We have that in May. But the others, yeah, pretty close nearby. Good courses, so that's been fun.
All right, some big meets still to come as we end April. Month of May, it's going to be here before you know it with conference, your district, and eventually you want to be among the top three to get to a state meet.
For sure, yep. We have SPVA next week. We get to host that here at our home course at Enders Lake Golf Course, so we're excited for that. And then got a couple more in May, and then we'll have districts in Ogallala on the 14th. So hopefully that goes well for us.
So as far as conference, you got to consider Chase County's the favorite. It's got to be the favorite to win this. Who would be some of the other teams that you feel like are going to be looking at challenging you for the conference crown?
You know, some of our conference teams, we haven't really played a lot yet this season, so it'll be kind of interesting to see how that goes. But, you know, some of our local teams that we play a lot, Perkins County, that kind of thing, they've definitely showed up at some meets, too. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But we have that home course advantage, so hopefully that'll work in our favor.
Yeah, it's been one of those springs, Coach, that, you know, talking with all the other coaches where weather hasn't been a factor. Yeah, you have windy days. You have some hot days. You have some cool days. But really haven't had to go to a meet where you've been playing in the rain or get rained out. It just hasn't happened this spring.
No, it's actually been pretty nice. Obviously, we need rain. But for golf season, it's been very favorable weather. We've had the wind, but we're pretty much used to that in Nebraska at this point. So We've gotten along really well with no cancellations, and hopefully that'll continue.
Well, one thing is golf is really competitive around here with the RPAC teams that we see a lot, and a few of the SBVA teams. Well, you've got some good golfers. I know Houston Billiter wins at Southwest, and their invite. Dundee's got some good kids. Cambridge has got a few. Hitchcock County, you run into them a lot. So everybody's got a few golfers you got to contend with.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been in that boat before, too, where we have one or two or maybe even three good golfers, but I feel like this year we've just finally got a team of five put together where everybody is scoring consistently low, and I think that's making the big difference for us.